A very good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, July 1st, 2020. And this is live Chok Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
Tonight on live Chok Diaspora Forum, we continue looking at COVID-19 cases in Zimbabwe and the world over and how it is affecting Zimbabweans, especially those in the diaspora, as we see that the figures continue to rise because of those returning home from the diaspora.
We'll also discuss the issue of the life and legacy of the late Vice President of Zimbabwe, Father Zimbabwe Joshua Nkabuko Nkomo, who died 21 years ago.
Please note that this is a pre-recorded show due to the coronavirus pandemic. But Gibbs, regai tiwa tauri nerurimi rwa amai kuti nasi muchirongwa chedu che diaspora forum. Tiri kutarisa nezve chirwere che coronavirus kana COVID-19 uwandu hwacho muZimbabwe. Tinoona kuti zvinezvi muZimbabwe mane vanhu vanokwana kuita 591 vabatwa nechirwere ichi. Tichitaura kusvika zvanezuro mafigures akaburitswa nebazi rezveutano nezuro. Nasi hatisati tawana mafigures kana kuti uwandu hwevanhu vaongororwa, sezvo muchiziva kuti hurumende inonyanya kuburitsa zvezuva ratopera vapedzawo kuita ongororo. Saka kusvika pari nhasi pane 591 vanhu vawanikwa vaine chirwere ichi munyika. Tichiona kuti wakawanda wevanhu ivo vanhu vari kubva kudiaspora, ndozvaita kuti tinge tichida kukurukurawo nezvazvo nenyaya yekuti vanhu vari kuramba vachingoti vari kubva kudiaspora vachiwanikwa vaine chirwere ichi. Tiri kutarisawo zvakare nezveupenyu nenhaka yakasiyiwa nemushakabvu vaive mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika, the late Vice President vaJoshua Nkomo. Vasvitsa makore 21 makumi maviri nerimwe vashaya. Vakashaya 21 years ago uri musi wa 1 July. Saka nhasi ndo nyaya dzatiri kuti tikurukure. Sunungukai kuti mupinde muchirongwa. Chirongwa ndechenyu, Gibbs.
Kunjalo ke Jonga, lamhlanje sikhangela makonoko ke COVID-19. Siyabona kuti kula bantu abayi 591 kule Zimbabwe asivele umkhuhlane lo. Singathi ngenxa sikhangela abantu laba Jonga abanengi bavela kule South Africa, lokhu kwenzakala izolo bathe behlolahlola babona ukuthi kula bantu sibili abanengi abalo mkhuhlane lo. Oyedwa wangkona uvela kwele Botswana, singathi bavela kule South Africa bangu-13. Kuzokuthi abathathu badabuka eZimbabwe njalo bahlala kwele Zimbabwe. Nxa sikhangela ke okwamanje sokulabantu 162 asebasila umkhuhlane lo, kuzokuthi abayisikhombisa 7 sebabhubha. Kwele Zimbabwe nxa sikhangela njalo ke kulabantu abayi 67,755 asebahlolwa umkhuhlane lo. So lokhu ke kwethulwa luhlangothi lwezempilakahle, i-Ministry of Health. Nxa sikhangela ke emhlabeni wonke jikelele, iJohns Hopkins University ithi sokulabantu abedlula 10 million asebabanjwa umkhuhlane lo, kuzokuthi abedlula 511,000 sebabhubha. Kwalapha ke kwele Melika bayi 2,636,538 asebabanjwa umkhuhlane lo. Kuzokusitha sababhubha ke bayedlula i-127,000. So kukhanya kulo buzima obumangalisayo. Okunye njalo sikhuluma ngakho namhlanje yimbali njalo lemsebenzi kamoyi uJoshua Mkabuko Nyongolo Nkomo. Siyakwazi ukuthi sokule minyaka engamashumi amabili lanye, 21 years uMkabuko wabhubha. So ke lina libona njani imisebenzi yakhe njalo ukuthi impilo yakhe yayihamba njani? So sifisa ukuthi sikhulume ngakhonokho lokunye nje okuthiyeneyo Jonga.
And so, Gibbs, today we are looking at two main and very important issues, COVID-19 cases in Zimbabwe and the legacy of the late Vice President Joshua Nkabuko Nkomo, who passed on 21 years ago. That was on 1st July 1999. Gibbs, we have Dr. Matthew Nyashano, who is a health expert at Nottingham Trent University in England. We can also bring him to the show so he can help us dissect the issue of COVID-19 cases in Zimbabwe and also the late hero Vice President Joshua Nkomo.
Mm-hmm. So now let's start with Dr. Nyashan. So Dr. Nyashan, looking at the figures, you know, in Zimbabwe, we see that there are roughly about 15 cases reported yesterday. So out of these people, we see that the COVID-19 cases are now 591 in Zimbabwe. And the figures are going up. So what's happening here?
exactly what we have been talking about. Okay, I will say thank you for having me here. And exactly what we have been talking about here, Gibbs, for a long time, that our health system is not so robust in looking for all these issues, COVID issues. What we are seeing is 591. The increase is from outside. What it tries to portray now is that our health system is so eloquent and good that the 591 is not increasing, yet we do not have the capacity to trace all those 591 if they are released, which I know they are released. They are no longer in the custody of the government. So what it tells us is that the numbers that we have are not the exact numbers that are in Zimbabwe, but it is because of our testing and tracing system. Again, what seems to be coming outside for Zimbabwe is enough testimony that this pandemic is hitting everyone and it needs a concerted approach. So in Zimbabwe, I think more needs to be done in terms of testing and tracing, and also making sure that the 591 has not passed on this disease, this condition to other people.
Okay, yes. Let me bring in Chonga. I think he's got a question for you. Chonga, go ahead.
Regai chichiva taure nerurimi rwa amai va Dr. Nyashanu. Tisanangurei kuti muri kuona sei nyaya yekukwira kwehuwando hwevanhu vari kubva kunze kwenyika vari kubatwa vaine chirwere ichi, nokuti mubvunzo wedu unongoramba uri umwe chete kuti sei vakawanda vevanhu vari kungowanikwa vaine chirwere vachibva kunze kwenyika. Asiwo tinofanira kutarisa kuti pavari kuenda kumusha vanhu ivava vanenge vaongororwa here kutariswa utachiwana ihwo kunyika dzavari kubva, vanenge vavhenekwa here? Dr. Nyashanu.
Yes, let's bring him on board. Dr. Nyashanu, go ahead.
Ndizvo zvinhu zviri kunetsa izvozvo. Tikatarisa kuti nyaya yetesting inonetsa zvikuru, nekuti nyika dzese dziri kunetseka pakutesta. Asi kana munhu akapresenta achiti aine problem, ndinovimba kuti dzimwe nyika dzaakukwanisa kunge dzichiita test iyoyo. Ndinoonawo futi zvekazhinji vanhu zvinobvira kuti vanhu vari kubva kunyika ipi, uyezve nyika iyoyo yavari kubva health system yavo yakamira sei, kune matests ari available here, uyezve magariro avanga achiita, magariro ekuti vanga vaine access to health here, kana kuti vanhu vakanga vachitogarawo vachingotsvagawo kuti vararame vari ikoko. Naizvozvo izvozvi zvese izvi zvinotitaridza kuti kana munhu asina right yekuve ikoko kunyika kwaari, kana kuti asina right of access to health system, anobva akwanisa kuuya asina kutestwa. Tomboti vauya muZimbabwe, hongu muZimbabwe taakunzwa kuti vanhu vaakudarika 500 vari kunzi vakanga vaine chirwere. Asi vanhu ava vese ava havasi mumaoko egovernment, vamwe vacho vari mumaoko egovernment vanochengetwa vachiitwa sei. Vanhu ava hapana yatingati method iri kuteverwa yekuti tinge tichivamonita vanhu ivava kuti havasi kupasa here chirwere kune vamwe vanhu. Izvi zvinoratidzwa neweak health system yedu, nekuti tikanyasa kutarisa hatisi kuona maprograms ari kuitiwa nenyika yedu yeZimbabwe. Nyika yedu yeZimbabwe iri kungo bazi reutano riri kumirira panopinda vanhu, riri more interested nevanhu vari kupinda pane vanhu vari kugara muZimbabwe nekuona kuti zviri kufamba sei. Matests ane ndeekumanyira vari kupinda. Hongu, ukatesta vari kupinda unozviwana. Ko tiri kuitawo zvakaita sei kuti tinge tichiona kuti mukufamba kuri kuita vamwe vatawana vainacho chirwere ichi hachina here kutapukira, kana kuti hapana here vamwe vari kungopinda tisingazive kuti vapinda munyika, uye zvevozonobatana nevamwe uku? Nekuti kana izvozvizvi tikatadza kunge tichizviita nemazvo, zvatichazoona ndezvekuti chirwere ichi chinozobuda pachena tisisina kana simba rekuti tinokwanisa kunge tichidzorera kana kuchikondrola kuti tichiite suppress.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nyashanu, and stay on the line. Let's cross over a little bit to talk about briefly about the life and legacy of the late Joshua Nkabo Nkomo. So there are a couple of videos that we're going to play right now. One of the videos shows Nkomo addressing people in a rally, you know, saying something about unity. We know that Chonga, Nkomo was always preaching unity and wanted people to be a one Zimbabwe, like people used to call him Chipwechitedza. Some will call him Father Zimbabwe.
You know what the meaning of Chipwechitedza?
Yeah. Yes, that
in the Nyawa. Rock.
Yeah. Yes.
Smith tried many times to sabotage the late vice president, arrest him and all that, but he was elusive, and they say that he's as slippery as a rock.
So let's hear him talking in a rally, you know, talking about unity and all these other things that maybe Zimbabweans need that kind of unity. Hold on, Chonga. So let's have it now.
Hate because someone belongs to another party. Hate because someone speaks a certain language. Hate because someone belongs to a certain tribe. Why should this happen? Why should it happen? Why must you struggle against each other as a people? You may belong to various political parties, but you are a people together. There is no need now for you to fight against each other, to hate each other. Why should that be? This must end. Yeah. What do we do? We in ZAPO, we're in government, do everything to support the policies of our comrades in ZANU-PF. We do our best to make those policies succeed. We may differ, and indeed we do differ from time to time. But as government together, once decision is made, then of course you have got to expect us that we have got to respect. We have got to respect the principle of collective responsibility. Even if we do differ.
So that is the late Joshua Mkabuko Nkomo, you know, preaching unity literally, Chonga.
That's true. Ndowe musimboti wava Nkomo kubatanidza vana veZimbabwe. Tanzwa vachitaura apo vati ivo vane bato ravo reZapu, asi vari kubatana mukushanda kwavo nebato reZANU, ZANU-PF, nguva iyo yavanga vachishandisa mubatanidzwa weunity vasati vaita bato rimwe chete. Iyi ndokunge vachangobva kusainirana unit accord, Gibbs.
Yes, I think we've watched another video of a gentleman who's talking about Joshua Mkabuko Nkomo. Let's get the video and have it rolling right now. So this gentleman is Nyashanu. He is in Harare. Here is what he says about Joshua Mkomo.
Former VP President Joshua Mkabuko Nkomo was the father of Zimbabwe, and he was recorded that name because of the contribution he did for Zimbabwe. One was the fact that he also fought under the provinces as the leader, and also secondly that he managed to unify Zimbabweans under the Unity Accord in 1987. But what is critical is the role he then played in making sure that he salvaged and subverted the Gukurahundi massacres that were clearly going to cause a lot of death to innocent citizens of Zimbabweans. So you can see the role that he has continued to play, even the role he has continued to play in influencing the policies at that particular level. But what is now insincere in my regard is the way the new leadership that has taken over this country the way they are no longer living up to the expectations of Zimbabweans based on the principles and values that had been entrenched by Comrade Joshua Nkabuko Ngomo. So we believe and still think that the leadership, whichever leadership will come in and the leadership that is there at present, must be serious enough to reconsider today whether they have lived to the values and principles of former VP Joshua Nkabuko Ngomo.
So, Chonga, I think you can hear, you know the gentleman very well, he's saying.
That's Mr. Nixon Nyikadzino, they call him Mao, and he is the Secretary General of the MDCT. I'm not sure to how we differentiate the MDCT he is leading and the MDCT where Mr. Douglas Monzora is Secretary General, but he, in this interview, said he is MDCT Secretary General, and he is Nixon Nyikadzino.
Yes, we also have another gentleman here, Chonga, who sent us a video. Just listening to what he's saying about the late Joshua Nkomo.
Hey, salibonani, msakazomuhle, labalaleli, bonke be Studio 7. Hey, lamhla lilanga elikhulu. La esikhumbula khona imsebenzi yeqhawe ubaba uJoshua Nkabuko Nkomo. Siyabonga, siyathemba ukuthi uma ngabe usaphila nga ilizwe alikho kulesi simo elikiso. Siyabonga kakhulu imsebenzi yakhe ubaba akade ngubaba lothando labantu bakhe, engafuna abantu bakhe behlukunyezwe, engathandi ukuthi kuchitheke igazi. Siyabonga kakhulu imsebenzi yakhe emihle owasenzela yona. Sohlala sikhumbula, sizoyixoxela labancane abazayo kwelizayo kusasa. Okubuhlungu ukuthi akukho ngisho loku kodwa esingakubala sithi ZANU-PF kufundile kubaba uNkabuko Joshua Nkomo. Ngoba iZANU-PF angazi ukuthi lokho yakufundayo nayakufunda kumbe yakufunda kuformer president uMgabe. Bakhuluma nje, singabezwa nje bekhuluma bethi yeyo ubaba uJoshua lokhu lalokhu, kodwa asikuboni bekulandela. Ngiyabonga msakazi.
Ngiyabonga msakazi omuhle. Yeah, so this gentleman is saying that maybe ZANU-PF learned nothing out of Nkomo's legacy, you know. He's saying, they always saying Nkomo, Nkomo, but it seems as if they are not telling the truth. So I don't know, you know, so many opinions, Chonga.
Yes, I think I will hear from people what they think about that. But the fact that Zimbabweans still remember and honor what the late Vice President did for the nation is more important than what one party may say, Gibbs.
Yes, we also have some people who sent in audio messages. Let's listen to some of them, you know. I've got the audio messages here. Hold on 1 second, yes.
So, recognition kuze kube manje ayikaze ifike, kube mhlawumbe khona mhlawumbe umgwaqo oyisikontiri omuhle osukwazi mhlawumbe waqanjwa igama lakhe usuka nje mhlawumbe lapho uzeyoshona mhlawumbe le majilushi. Hayi, kodwa le lutho kodwa kusimakazi phela ngoba ilokhu ngangabazi noma ngasakuthi ngithi inkosi yethu amaNdebele ngoba bakuphika phela kuze kuvele le nto kuthiwa i-moderate. Bamvuma, bavuma lichaza la ukuthi kusebenzele for i-liberation yeZimbabwe, kodwa babona ukuthi ngenxa yokuthi le nhloba yiyona ngobe ngumndebele, amaNdebele is minority, bagcina sokuyimplimenta le nto kuthiwa i-moderate. Okusho ukuthi kwezinye indlela babekuphika ukusowe, kanti yena ukubonisa kukhulula abantu kwesinye isikhathi kumanje ngobizo impela kodwa kwaphiko ngasenanike ngoba vele thina siyazi ukuthi siya sidelinewa zonke izinto zikhulunyelwa ebantwini abangcono
unkomo indoda eyinkokheli yinkokheli othiwa yinkokheli leyo ngokuqala zangimuza sithi izani siphumile kuzapho ukuthi bangama-n a izitha hhayi kwazophuma sikelema zangimuzathi izitha hhayi lokho engikuzwayo ukuthi unkokheli ethi kuma-opozishinina izitha esitho abantu bezimbabwe kungata kula muntu wezanu namuntu wezaba abantu bonke ngabezimbabwe ngaleyo ndlela funa umuntu owayehlanganisa abantu
bomo simkhumbula ngendlela yakhe isimo sakhe ayefuna ukuthi ngabe ilizwe lethu limi ngakhona sinethemba ukuthi ngabe mhlawumbe nguye owaliphathayo kube nebhilimi ngendlela ethandwa ngabantu neyamukelwe ngabantu ngendlela ayeqale ngalo elwela inkululeko yabantu basezimbabwe namanje kube uyabona la khona isimo esikuso asizwele asikhulule kulesi simo esikuso ngoba sisesandleni esezima siyisizwe sikamthwakazi.
So, Joga, there you are. People are saying a lot of things here. One of them said, you know, there is no significant structure that can be is said to be Nkomo's, indicating Nkomo's legacy, except maybe the Bulawayo, Joshua Nkomo Nkomo International Airport. But he's saying, apart from that, you know, it's problematic. So then the other gentleman was saying, you know, it seems as if ZANU-PF has not learned a lot out of Joshua Nkomo. So I think people have got that kind of negativity towards what ZANU-PF is doing. They are saying this is not what Joshua Nkomo fought for. So now we've got a gentleman by the name Washington Jamela. So over to you before we cross over to Washington Jamela Uzapu, then we can discuss some of these issues. We also have Swanganizwe Nkomo. So go ahead, Jonga.
Yes, ndinoda kuzwa kuti vanyashanu varipo here parunhare tinzwo maonero avo nezvenhaka yakasiyiwa navaJoshua Nkomo.
Yes, let me bring him on. So, Nyashanu, so there is the question.
Yes. Ndiri pano zvangu wakandimire kana tichitaura nezvava Joshua Mukauko Nkomo. He is one of the people vatinoti maheroes plus ndoo vanhu vatinoti vanhu vaiziva gwara rekurespekta vanhu mukateerera pavaitaura pese handina kana pamwe chete ndine maspeech avangoma ndakateerera akawanda handina kumbonzwa vangomu vachiparidza het kana kuti pasina nhingi kana kuti tinoda kuti tiuraye nhingi ndinofunga kuti vanhu vese vakaenda kuhondo dai vakanga vaine pfungwa sedzavangomu dai Zimbabwe iri pane imwe nzvimbo ndinofungazve zvakare kuti vanhu vese vakaenda kuhondo dai vaidzidza kubva kune vamwe vavakaenda navo vanenge vachikwanisa kutaura muzvakanaka vanenge vachitakwanisa kunge vaine vision savangomu dai tiri pane rimwe runhanho vangomo munhu aitaura demokrasi tisati tambonyasa kuziva kuti demokrasi chii munhu aitaura kuti munhu anofanira kusununguka asi zvatakazoona zvichiitika zvinoratidza kuti vazhinji havana kudzidza pamusoro pezvinhu zvaitaurwa navangomo chatakatanga kuona ndechekuti kwanga kwaakutosundwa yaenzi one party state vanhu vaakumbunyikidzwa vanhu vaakunzi panofanira kunge paine pati imwe chete zvinhu izvozvo zvairatidza kusave maturity kana kusakura munyaya yekuti tinoona here kuti vanhu vanenge vakasununguka kuita zvavanenge vachiita ii ndinofunga kuti vangomo munhu anofanira kuenda mumabhuku enyika yeZimbabwe semunhu anoonekwa segamba uyezve anga aine pfungwa dzakasununguka dzinogadzira yatingati muri imwe chete ku Zimbabwe. Ndino imba vangumo munhu futi angaine a vision akarwisa, I think kana vanhu vachiri kuziva company ya Strive Masiwa Econet iyo zvaida kumbunyikidzwa zvichiitika. Vangumo dai vasina kumira mira dai tisina Econet iyoyi, nekuti panga paine corruption asi he was there akataura pachena ega kuti no, kana zvinhu zvichifambiswa mune zvakanaka ngazviitwe muzvakanaka, ende dai tine mufungo uyoyo dai tichikwanisa kusupporta mabusiness akawanda akaita sana Strive Masiwa vapiwe chance, nekuti dai papa zvine izvo zvaitombunyikidzwa akakwanisa kunge asina kunyiwana chance iyo yatinayo.
Thank you very much, Dr. Nashano. So we've got Mr. Spangizwe Nkomo. He's the son of the late Vice President Joshua Nkomo. Baba Spangizwe Nkomo, sawamukela kuhlelo wakho.
Yebo, ngiyabonga ukufaka isihlelo.
Yeah, so today we know that it's 21 years after the death of Joshua Mkabuka Nkomo. So what does this day mean to you? One, as a son of the late Father Zimbabwe, and secondly, as a Zimbabwean?
This day is very important to every Zimbabwean, to every peace-loving Zimbabwean, to every forward-looking Zimbabwean. This day, as far as we're concerned, should by now have been made a holiday. Joshua Nkomo is father of this nation, and I think he deserves a day to be put aside in honor, in his honor, in honor of what he did for us, in honor of what he suffered for through his entire adult life. It reminds us of the good works, that the effort that he put forward, the effort that he made to make sure that we as Zimbabweans are a free people.
Yeah, masu nakuluma ngesintu sibili ubona njani konoko ke esikhuluma ngakho namhlanje baba Nkomo okuhambelana lo Nkomo umuyi ubona ngani konoko kwenzakala elizweni kwena uyakuthakazelela yini njengoba siyakwazi ukuthi Nkomo wakulwela
kuye konakele elizweni kumotshakele kuchithekile sasihloko sithi kumbe into zizalunga kumbe into zizalunga. Hayi, kwani kuya kuthona ngamandla. Angikholwa ukuthi lapha umdala akhona, njengoba nomuntu ongasekho enyameni kodwa ukhona emoyeni, ukhangele. Angikholwa ukuthi akathi uyakuthakazelela ukwenzakala kule ilizwe. Ngibona ukuthi okumangalisayo sibili. Ongazi ukuthi engxenye uyakhwezela ukuthi into zingahambi kuhle phela. Xa abantu bengahambi kuhle into, umuntu omdala angakhalale lapho izandla, kuba nzima. So ke hayi akuhambi ngendlela Dube eyayisuke isungulwe phansi ngama-50s ngenxa yokuthi phakathi kwethu kulamagovu, phakathi kwethu kulabantu abalamanga, phakathi kwethu kulabantu abangalambono. Ubuhlungu nje ngoba ngabakhokheli laba engikhuluma ngabo ukuthi bangamagovu bale corruption balamanga. So abangeke besize ndawo Dube. Unkomo-ke into angalazo zonke lezi. Enye into abalayo i-tribalism, ukukhethana, ukukhetha omunye umuntu ngobuhlobo bakhe. Ungafundisa abantwana Dube ukuzonda wena ungubaba wendlu. Abantwana balandela izonto. Ungafundisa abantwana ukusela wena ungubaba wendlu omuzi. Abantwana balandela ukusela. Yinto eyenzakalayo kuleli lizwe.
Yeah, Jonga, I think you are hearing what Spangizwe Nkomo is saying. You know, he says maybe the late Nkomo is turning in his grave because of what is happening in Zimbabwe. So he says people are not happy, and maybe you can chip in there before we bring in Mr. Washington Jamin.
Yes, maybe I can start by welcoming Mr. Nkomo to the show. I'm not sure whether he's... able to hear me?
Yeah, he can hear you, yes.
Ah, okay. Mr. Nkomo, wano kuluma shona here kana kuti kwete?
Ah, one shona utesi amhlo.
boza zvakanaka chose kuti vana veZimbabwe vanzwe zvavari kutaura nokuti hapana munhu asingazive vaJoshua Nkomo nyika yose pasi rose even kana muno muAmerica wherever we go when we mention that you come from Zimbabwe some old fellas here they ask you about Joshua Nkomo they ask you about Ndavaningi Stole and Abel Muzorewa among other politicians they know so Dr. Nkomo is a known figure is an icon in Zimbabwean history so maybe I can just ask him what exactly he expects the government should have done to honor Dr. Nkomo.
Yes, we are also Mbuzo Konapo Baba Nkomo.
Hello.
So, Jonga is asking you about what the government should have done to honor the late Father Zimbabwe. Is there anything that you think maybe he needs to have been honored with?
There's a lot that has not been done. For instance, take the issue of the Ekurhuleni Hospital. The hospital was built about 20 years ago, and government has not been able to get that hospital to work, mm-hmm. among other things. There are so many projects that Nkomo had proposed, but they never came to fruition. Why? We always ask ourselves why that has not been so. In any case, whether government does anything now or not, but what is important and what makes me very happy is that the majority of people in this country still respect Joshua Nkomo. They still uphold his legacy. They still talk about Joshua Nkomo day in and day out. There's not a single day that goes by in the media or so without Joshua Nkomo being mentioned. Mm-hmm. Which means there's something that he did for this nation that is very important that government misses to see.
So,
kulesibhedlela sikaNkomo ukuthi ayikho eKhuleni Hospital sesehlula sile 22 years sakhiwa sesehlula ukuthi sakhiwa sesehlula ukuthi seven kula project amaningi awe agriculture awani uNkomo awamele walokumele government imnathi sephakamisa ikhulumende ithethe iplaza Nwanezi range elisemaswingo okwamele lincedise izimuli zeZimbabwe kodwa incetha abantu abalutshana kakhulu inzuzakalo etholakala lapho incetha abantu abalutshana kakhulu kodwa-ke okuqakathekileyo kimi okundabisayo ukuthi imuli yeZimbabwe ilokhu imthakazelela uNkomo ilokhu ithakazelela imisebenzi kaNkomo bakhuluma ngoNkomo langaphuma langathona abamkhohlwanga ngoba wasebenza kakhulu esebenzela abantu esebenzela isizwe sakabo ukuthi size sibe yisizwe esikhululekileyo so-ke mina into endabisa kakhulu angisela ndaba lokuthi i-government iyenze sengithathiswa ukuthi abantwana beZimbabwe balokho bemthanda uNkomo ngizizwele lamhla emaradiweni amameseji abengena ku-social media amafoni abade ngiwatshayela maningi kakhulu ngikhuluma ama-thousands ama-messages so ngiyazi ukuthi uNkomo lokho ekhona enhliziyweni zabantu
yes siyabonga sithole bambe khonapho-ke ongayikatshana jonga so I think we heard what you are saying. So we've got these two gentlemen who are in the diaspora, that is Dr. Matthew Nyashano, and then Mr. Washington Jamela, who is a Zapu Kada. So let's get now hold of Mr. Washington Jamela and ask him about, you know, the relationship between the Nkomo legacy to Zapu and other kind of spheres of influence. So now, hold on there, Chonga. So let's get Jamela on the line. So Jamela, akutshele baba ukuthi lina ngabantu bezaphu. So lina ulime njani nxa sikhuluma ngeligasi kaNkomo sokufakwa-ke ukuthi lina lokho likuzaphu kulabanye abazithanda ngale kuzanu into ezinjalo. So kambe ubona ngani uNkomo wayefisa ukuthi kube lapha selizenze lokho?
Hhayi, thina senza esikukholwa ukuthi isifiso sakho uNkomo. Yikho ubona nje singazikhathazi ngokuningi okuseceleni sisakha iparty yakhe njengoba wayeyibumbile wayishiya. So laba abaseleyo phakathi kuzanu thina lokho saphumayo ngo 2009 abaseleyo bazisalele nje bodwa besebenzela kuhulumende bezitholela imali yabo bebanjela udaka nazo zonke lezi zinto ezifana lezo. Thina silama programs athile okukhumbuza abantu ngemisebenzi emihle kaNkomo ayenzayo kusukela ekuqaleni ngokubona 1952 ukuze kuyefika ekupheleni kwempilo yakho 1999. Kunjenge namhlanje besile ama programs athiyeneyo kuma platforms athiyeneyo lapha sikhuluma ngayo iNkomo, sikhuluma ngayo imisebenzi yakhe. So thina senza khona lokho izaphu yayivele kumele nini la nini. Izaphu asumuntu, izaphu yi-idea. So i-idea kayifi, i-idea kayifi, lokho imi njengoba injalo. Le ndlela esenza ngayo izinto asijahi, noma nje sifisa ukuthi ngabe singajaha silungisile izo kusasa kuvuke sokulungile. Sesikwazi ukubana vele yakujahwa. Kufanele sibe nabantu aba-understand ukuthi sizama ukwenzani, sibe neyinkokhelo ezifundisekileyo zaba nolwazi lokuthi izaphu livele inhlanganiso enjani. So yikho ubona nje ukuthi kusathatha isikhathi ukuthi sihlanganise ibandla lethu kahle, kodwa izaphu eyayiyo izolo lokho esayiyo namhlanje.
So now, as we are talking right now, we are in the diaspora. So how does it feel for you to be in the diaspora here when Zimbabwe was liberated by Joshua Nkomo and others?
It's one of kubuhlungu kakhulu, kubuhlungu kakhulu. Ngiyazi ukufuna ngiphendule ngesilungu. Okay, it's one of the most painful things, if I can tell you. In as much as we might like, you know, America, we might like a few things here and there, we would rather be at home. We would rather be at home. It is really a disastrous situation to have so many people in the diaspora contributing to economies of other countries and cultures and so many other things. We lost our culture completely. You know, ZANU-PF has decimated not just the economy, but the culture, the traditions, and everything else that represent our country.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line, Chonga. Maybe you've got some questions on before. Maybe doing that, let me call Joseph Chuma. I've been trying to call him, but I was not getting any luck in terms of contacting him. So Joseph Chuma is a member of the ruling ZANU-PF party. He is based in Bulawayo. So we are happy that normally he joins us here to discuss many things, you know, related to Zimbabwe and maybe sometimes other issues too. So he had asked us to call him. So I'm trying to call him right now. Maybe he's doing some other business, but yeah, I'm sure we've got him now. Mr. Joseph Chuma, how are you? Hello, Mr. Chuma.
Hello.
Yeah, thank you for joining our show. So, Njengo Kulma, we are talking about the life and legacy of the late Joshua Nkabuko Nkomo. So, give us your take on his legacy and maybe his works, you know, just briefly, Mr. Chuma.
Thank you very much, Mr. Dube. Let me hasten to say that here we are talking about a great man indeed, a man that was so visionary, a man who was so selfless, a man that I grew to know personally as well. Mm. Because lucky enough for me, I grew up in Pelandaba, and naturally I grew up really directly under his custody. If you will know, part of the history will join you with the Sengwayo clan, who was a reverend of the famous church in Bulawayo called the Apostolic Faith Mission of Africa, where my father was one of the co-founders of that church. So we were very close like that. And this is one thing that also even inspired me to go into politics. But anyway, I can tell you that his love for people, his love especially for children. I remember by then I was a primary school student at a school in Pelandaba there called Induba Primary School, which was directly opposite his house. And when we would go out on break times to play, and then he comes, he would take his time to even just come to the schools there and play with us as kids. That's the man, the superman. Yet he was such a huge figure. And even politically, we all know what happened when there was the issue of Kukurundi and how he humbled himself down to a point of then accepting the reconciliatory mood to sort of then avert the further killings of the people from Matabeleland by the 5th Brigade then. So, you see, this man, you can talk and talk, but I can tell you, words would never be enough to describe Umdala Wethu Ubaba Njongolo Nkomo.
Yeah, Chonga, do you have any question for him?
Yeah, maybe I can throw in a question of from many of our listeners. And I think also Mr. Siwangilizwe Nkomo raised part of that, that there is too much talk of Dr. Nkomo's life and legacy, but with little action to honor him. What Mr. What he can say on that?
Well, believe me, Siwangilizwe is not wrong by saying that. He's my brother. We relate very well as well with him. Like I said, we grew up under them. They, Siwangilizwe was our big brother. We looked upon them so much. And yes, Umdala Wethu's legacy is not really being celebrated to the full. Like for instance, we as the Zambia Bulawayo province are now lobbying a government to say, let's have this day today, the 1st of July, sort of gazetted as a special day, which will be a holiday for the commemoration of his life, Umdala Wethu Nkomo. Let's say the 1st of July be a day that is recognized in the calendars of Zimbabwe. But that still is not enough. There's a lot that needs to still be done to preserve the legacy of Umdala Wethu Ubaba Nkomo.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you can repeat in Shona, Chuma, what he ine Shona ka kuitira vamwe vanzwe kuti matii nokunda ndabvunza mubvunzo wekuti pane vamwe kusanganisirawo vaSiwangilizwe Nkomo vanewe mwana wa Dr. Joshua Nkomo vataurawo na pano pa Studio 7 vachitaura kuti hongu vanhu vanongotaura kuti vaNkomo vakaita zvakati vaNkomo vakaita zvakati asi kudivire hurumende zvishoma zvinoonekwa zvinocherechedza mabasa akaitwa naNkomo atiri kucherechedza zuva ranhasi.
Ichokwadi iroro mukoma wangu. Mabasa akaitwa na baba wedu vaNkomo makukuti chaizvo mahombe zvokuti ndodaira kuti hatisinyatsoita zvakanyatsokwana chaizvo kuti tinyatsoti celebrate upenyu waMudhara Wethu Mudhara Joshua Nkomo. Isusu kunoku kuBulawayo seZambia province takaita kutoroita zvokutoroga izvi so kuti dai hurumende yatora zuva iri musi wa 1 July yotoiswawo mucalendar as a day rekuti tiite commemorate upenyu waMudhara Wethu Mudhara Nkomo. And I know because the good thing is that the president Wethu is president. I don't see this thing failing at all. But izvozvo chete zvishoma. Kune zvinhu zvakawanda zvatofanira kunge dai tichiita kuti tinyatsoita celebrate baba vaJoshua Nkomo nenyaya yokuti zvinhu zvavakaita ka izvinhu zvihombe chaizvo. You know, if you go back to history yavo, nzira yaaisiyana nayo, the relationship kuvana, vanhu vakuru, kuhondo, even post war, mabasa acho mahombe steric baba.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Yes, I think we still have Dr. Nyashano, so let me bring him on board so that we can interrogate this issue further. So, Dr. Nyashano, looking at your stay in London, is it because of what you wanted in life, or is it because of certain circumstances that were beyond your control, in the sense that maybe Nkomo's legacy was not recognized in Zimbabwe? You still remember that Dr. Joshua Nkomo fled and went to London at one stage when he was under siege. So your stay plus exactly his legacy, is there any correlation there?
Yes, definitely. I would have loved to do what I'm doing here in the United Kingdom at the University of Zimbabwe or at NUST in Bulawayo, but this is not possible because of how the economy was not built to the effectiveness of the people. And if only the vision, the tenacity, and also the organization, craft literacy and craft competence that Dr. Nkomo had been carried as an ethos in ZANU-PF together with ZAP, we should be in a different position. I would not have loved to be doing some lectures at Nottingham Trent University or anywhere else. You know, I would have loved to do this at home and definitely contribute to the people that I know. But when your home is burned, when your home has no food, and when your home does not look after its own children, then the children start to go all around to wander for food. It is very unfortunate that we find our country in this situation, yet we had the caliber of Dr. Nkomo being a very, very, prominent politician. We had a vision. And definitely, I think he was not given enough contribution to the country due to not listening to the voice of reason for our political system. In fact, the political system of Zimbabwe need to be revamped and recognize those that has the literacy and competence to help. I will definitely go on and on until tomorrow. I really love to be in my country, but the country is being banned by ignorance.
Thank you very much, James. Stay on the line. I think maybe Chonga wants you to say something. Shona, let me hear Chonga right now.
Yes, ndizvozvo ndingafara kwazvo kana Dr. Nyashano vakadzokorora nekuti tinoziva kuti havasiriwo voga kune vakawanda vari mutsoka dza Dr. Nyashano vanenge vachiti dai zvinhu zvakamira zvakati dai ndiri kuZimbabwe kumusha ndichishanda ndiriko vakawanda vanenge vachiti dai vankomo vanga varipo nhasi dzimwe nguva zvinhu zvakamira nepamwe pakati regai tinzwe vachitaura vega nemashoko avo vaNyashano.
Baba Nyashano,
ndinofara handina mufaro kunge ndiri kuno ndiri muno muUnited Kingdom ndichidzidzisa pachikoro chikuru cheNottingham Trent. Zvingange zvichindifadza sei dai ndanga ndiri kuNUST University ndichidzidzisa vanin'ina vangu, vana mukoma wangu, vana sisi vangu vari kucontributa directly kunyika yedu yeZimbabwe. Asi pane zvinhu zvinoita kuti vanhu vasiye nyika dzavo vachienda kunoshanda kune dzimwe nyika. Dai ndiri paUniversity of Zimbabwe ndichifara chose ndichitiwo kana ndapedza kushanda ndinonoonana nehama dzangu. Asi chandinonyanya kushora zvikuru ndechekuti vanhu vakatora simba patakanga tatora nyika havana kuteerera gwara rakanaka. Dai vakateerera mufungo wanga uina Dr. Nkomo dai tiri pane chimwe chinhano iye zvino. Dr. Nkomo vaivanzwa vachitaura kuti dai tarovangana pasina ngana, aiwa munhu aitaura zvekubatana. Asi izvozvo hapana zvakaitika. Nyika yakatanga kudonhedzerwa pasi, corruption, hapasisina mabasa. Iye zvino ukatarisa iye zvino vana vanobva kuchikoro vaine madigiri kunotengesa airtime anowana chinyi. Iye zvino vanhu vese vari kunze kwenyika hakusi kuti vanoda, nekuti nyika yakapazwa yakatemewa nebeura kunge huni. Ikonomi hapasisina. Mukaenda kumba kwacho munonotarisana nevanhu vachifa nenzara. Iye zvino mwana mukuru anopedza kuyunivhesiti anongogara nababa nasekuru pamwe chete. Nekuti hatina kunyanya kuteerera zvaitaurwa navankomo. Dai takateerera zvaitaurwa navankomo, vaitaura nezvevana vadiki is the future of the country. MuZANU-PF vanokutaurira kuti mudhara ndiyo future yenyika. Hapana patiri kushandisa vana vadiki. Tinongoona pese madhara atakagara tichiona aripo ndiwo anongoripo. Zvino nyika yacho inoenda mberi sei muchidero?
Thank you very much. Let's bring in Mr. Sibanelizwe Nkomo. So, Mr. Nkomo, I think you can hear what people are saying right now. What is your reaction to what they're saying?
Yes, it's true. Unfortunately, we've lost a lot of time fighting each other over silly things as who owns this political name or who owns this party and so on. Mm-hmm. And yet we should be spending our time trying to build this nation. Because of these fights that are perennial in the country, political fights, people have left the country because these fights cannot sustain this country. These fights cannot take this country forward. Unfortunately, people did not follow Father Zimbabwe's plans for this country after independence. Soon after independence, people started to fight. People started scheming to kill other people because they belong to a different tribe, because they belong to a different party. Whereas we had an opportunity right from start, 1980, to come together the way Joshua Nkomo had planned to build this country, to build this country into a giant, second to none in the world. But, well, we lost that opportunity. Now, Joshua Nkomo worked very hard to abantu bezimbabwe together as a family because he had ubuntu. First and foremost, Joshua Nkomo had what we call ubuntu. That's what enabled him. Like my brothers here say that, for instance, Uchuma is saying Umtara used to come to school when they were kids to primary school here. By the way, I'm speaking from the house in Epelandaba. I'm looking at the school right now, Indoba School. So, yes, things like that. I wish that people in government would start thinking afresh, start working towards bringing us together again, start building this nation, this great nation of ours again. It's all up to our leaders. And we will follow.
Thank you very much. Yes, thank you very much, Nkomo. Let me cross over to Mr. Washington Jamela before going to Chonga. Baba, Washington Jamela. So, yamuza lapho yakhuluma Nkomo. Uthi ke abantu kumele bayakhe izwe. So, meaning the way forward. Kungakhiwa njani izwe? So, suke maphethelwe.
Ilizwe. Before ngiphendule lo mbuzo, ngicela ukungezelela kokunye kade kuthi ubaba Nkomo.
Ukuthi
I mean ngizwe abantu abambalwa bekhuluma ngokuthi ihulumende kufanele enze ilanga lamhlanje libe iholiday. Lokho ngokuncane ngombono wami ngokuncane abangakwenza. Unkomo wayemele inkululeko ukuzibusa nokubusa okuqondileyo. So into yokuqala iyona leyo. Uma befuna ukuthi ukumkhumbula ngendlela eyiyo into yokuqala yokuthi benze umsebenzi ngendlela ofanele kwenzwe ngawo, bakusilizwe ngendlela ofanele izwe libuse ngayo, akula into edlula leyo. Lokho okwama-holiday kuncane kakhulu, kuncane kakhulu lokho. Bangabusa kahle ilizwe, noma ngubani obusayo, mayebuse kahle ngendlela eyayivele icatshangelwe ukuthi lizofanele libuse ngayo. Then ilegacy kaNkomo into zonke ayezilulela zabe sezenzekile. Yabe sokufezekile wonke abe ayekufisa. Wayefisa ukuthi lizo libuswe kahle, kube nokubambana, kube nayo yonke ingqubekela phambili eyenzakalayo elizweni laseZimbabwe. Kodwa-ke abakwenzi konke lokho, sebehlulekile. Besehluleka benjalo abafuni kuvuma ukuthi bayahluleka. So mina ukuthi kuthiwe kuzothatha ilanga namhlanje lenziwe i-holiday, ngibona kuncane kakhulu lokho. Kuyabe kuyikudlala nje. Akuqale phezulu then okwelanga lanamhlanje kungenziwa.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu ke sibise ubaba uJonga. Jonga Kanumeni, I think we can cross over to Mr. Joseph Chuma and then we conclude our show.
Yes, maybe I can throw my last question to Mr. Chuma with regards to recognizing Dr. Joshua Nkomo, that as a Zimbabwean and also in the ruling party ZANU-PF, what can he take to the party today from this discussion that we have today here with regards to respecting and recognizing the legacy of Dr. Joshua Nkomo? Because I think he had from all the angles that people were chipping in with their contributions here.
Thank you very much, Goma Joga. I think the fundamentals are what everybody is talking about. We had my brother Usman Lizzo also alluded to the fact that we fought each other too much. We become so polarized so much that we've forgotten the way. And the way is the way that Umdala wanted for us to be a people. He used to say it a lot, that there's no Shona, there's no Ndebele. You know, there must be one person in the Zimbabwe, and that's where we should begin from. And then I'm also glad, you see, it's just that people would not want to really look at it sincerely and admit. The stance that is being taken by the current president, Comrade Ibrahim Nangagwa, is that stance of re-engagement and engaging. And that is where the legacy of Umdalawe to Dr. Joshua Nkomo comes from. He was always saying, "No, let's talk to the people. Don't beat up somebody. Don't force anyone into anything. Engage, engage, engage. Let's talk." And so at least that trajectory has begun already with this new disposition of Comrade Ibrahim Nangagwa. We now need to just remind each other, all of us, whether in opposition, whether in ruling party, or whether in the churches or anywhere else, let's just simply say, guys, let us put Zimbabwe first, just like what Umdala would always do. You put Zimbabwe first. You put people first. You know, when he consented to that military court, it's not that he was not popular. He was very popular. But he said, no, for the sake of progress and for the sake of development and moving forward, let us come together and form this unity. He could have said, no, let's go into, let's carry on and fight each other. Let's kill each other. He could do that. You must remember that Zipra, as a friend, was a better equipped friend than he did. That's the truth that people must never deny. So he could have resisted and went the world. I want to have seen the Savimbi style, the Mozambique style, and stuff like that. But no, he did not do that. So let us go back here now and start to say, guys, whoever you are, be it your Chamisa, be it your Mnangagwa, be it your, let's come together and let's put all our hands on the deck, and that deck is Zimbabwe, and push it forward. And then that way, yes, for sure, the legacy of Umdala Wetu will start being realized. Yes, and so, I am glad that our president is moving in that direction, in that trajectory, is already on motion.
Yes, yeah, also 2 months, 30 seconds, listen, David, 30 seconds, is it?
Thank you very much. I think we've come to the end of the show, Jonga. We thank our guests this evening, Dr. Matthew Nyashanu in UK, Mr. Sibanganiswe Nkomo, the son of the late Father Zimbabwe, Joshua Mkabogonyongo Nkomo, and Mr. Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF. We also wish to thank Mr. Washington Chamela, who is in Chicago. He belongs to the ZAPU Party. Signing off from Maryland, this is Kip Stube.
Neni, Jonga Kandemiri, Dream Silver Spring, Ndotimura Vakanaka Watereri. Good night.
Yeah, Lilale, Bantuleka, Yasebonga Kuhu. Cool.